Okay, today I'd like to complete the Kitzur Hanogas HaRosis of the Heter. We learned last week rules Aleph and Beis. Rule Aleph was the rather complex issue of asking a Shaila twice, so asking two different people the same Shaila. And Beis is the issue that we dealt with at Lent in the Pilpul, the rule of Halacha, of Psak Halacha, that Halacha by Deraisa were Machmir, by Derabana were Mekel, and that under certain circumstances, only the Derabana, we could be Semech on a Miut. That's basically what we learned in Beis. In Beis, it also said a Chiddush, that Halacha is never like a Talmud b'makim Rabbi, which needs some explanation, because every Gadol B'Yisrael was once a Talmud. And the question is why he should not be able to argue with his Rebbe. It says if he becomes a Talmud Chaver, if he reaches a certain Madrega, he can. It's hard to know how and when one decides such a thing. But anyway, those are the rules of Aleph and Beis. And Gimel, he says the following, also something we had in the Pilpul. He said, B'shas Adchak, this which will make a B'shas Adchak, like a, by a Drabanan, will make a on a Das Yachid. Hanudavke b'makim hefsid meruba. Oy, hefsid meruba la'ani b'davar chashuv. Or, even if it's hefsid mu'it, but for an ani, hefsid mu'it by a davar chashuv, to an ani is a hefsid. Oy la'ashir, l'kavit Shabbos v'yamtiv. Even he's a wealthy man, but it's right before Shabbos, and this is his Shabbos food. Oy l'kavit archim. B'chol yisurim, chutz mi'ayin nesach. By all Isurim outside of Yayin Nesach, which we don't sell, Im Yachal Amaychoy Lai Bekechavim Bein Hefsim Meruba, Lai Mikri Hefsim Meruba. If the Hefsim Meruba is to eat it, it's a question of kashrus, of treifus. But you could do, instead of feeding the animal to Jews, you could just sell the meat to a guy. Lai Mikri Hefsim Meruba, Afo Pisha Mafsid Kol HaRevach, Kivon She'ei Mafsid Bekeren. Although he will not make any profit on this animal, but if he doesn't lose from the keren, he doesn't lose from the principle, the fundamental cost, the basic cost that he had. So that's not called hefsid meruba. So we have here two rules. One is the second rule, which is easier, that hefsid meruba has to be hefsid mei keren, and not hefsid mei revach. And the rule before that shasat chak has to include hefsid meruba, and stam shasat chak would not make, or even by a drabanan, like the das of a yachid. So here, there are two basic machlokesim between Rabbi Kiv Eiger and others. Rabbi Kiv Eiger has two chidushim in the tshuva and Seif Simen Mem Gimel. And this entire debate over the rule of Hefsid Meruba is found in the Pischei Tshuva in Hilchos Treifus. The Simulamed Aleph Pischei Tshuva Beis. It's a rather famous Pischei Tshuva. When you learn Yeridaya, it's the basic rules of Hefsid Meruba. And there are two chumris of Rabbi Kiv Eiger, both of which are debated by others, specifically by Nechsam Seifel. Let me be magdam. The geder of Hefsid Meruba, it gives loosely as either a shtus, a sixth, which is 20% in this case, of the item. Now, obviously, if it's a chocolate bar, and you're going to lose 20% of a chocolate bar, we're not concerned. It means that the difference between selling the animal, which is expensive, and feeding it to Yid would be 20% or more. Then it's a hefsid meruba to be matirin. It's funny, he brings, Oi says, the cost of a chicken liver. He brings someone in a tshuva, so the cost of a chicken liver is hefsid meruba. I don't know about you, but I don't mind throwing out the chicken liver, just eating an extra brownie bar, you know, like, you know, we have plenty of food, so... So he says, obviously, you're talking about chicken liver, being hefsid meruba, hakoy lefi habakim vazman. People today who spend money on all kinds of things, obviously have some meruba to be mati, it would have to be more significant. So more significant than a chicken liver, it would have to be more significant. Now, this is not the Rabbi Kiv Eiger. This is just how the Pischei Tshuva begins. He brings from Rabbi Kiv Eiger the following shaila. There's a certain type of treifus, whatever it might be. It happens to be talking there about a nekev in the krum elyon shel mayach. The brain has most of the inner avarim come wrapped in saran wrap. It looks like a thin membrane that's clear and sticks very tightly to the aver. The brain has a double layer around it. And if there's a nekev in the krum shel mayach, then it's a treifus. There is a machlokes ha'poskim if that includes a nekev that's in the krum ha'elyon and not the krum ha'tachton. There's a nekev, the outside krum, the outside layer is incomplete, but the inside layer is still whole. That's a machlokes ha'poskim. So behefsim meruba we make. Okay, fine. Rabbi Kivega was asked two shailas. One shaila: what happens if, for one animal, it's not a hefsim meruba? If you would have one animal with this nekev, so sell it to a guy, it's not a hefsim meruba. However, he's got three animals that have this nekev in the outside krum. And for three animals, that's already a hefsim meruba. The question is whether we judge each separately or whether we judge the three together as one. That's the nidain that Rabbi Kivager has. And then he has a follow-up question, which is, what happens if it's a hefsa meruba for the seller, but not for the buyer? What does that mean? That means, let's say, in a certain shechita house, they have a bunch of animals with a nekev, and it's hefsa meruba. So the rav tells them, hefsa meruba, you could sell it. Yeshkayach, for you it's a hefsa meruba. I'm going to the store to buy. For me it's not a hefsa meruba. I'm going to buy a piece of meat. I have to buy you a piece of meat. I'll buy from the other shechita house. Now there could be a case where it's the only sheikhin in town, it's Erev Shabbos. Could be hefsa meruba to everyone. But in most cases, it might be hefsa meruba to the sheikhin. But it's not hefsa meruba to the purchaser. I don't have to buy it. I'm not going to lose any money if I don't buy it. So this is a major issue in the topic of hefsa meruba. So you should have to put up a sign and say hefsa meruba meat on sale. What? Kasha b'diavad
b'alfa. Wouldn't it be paradigm comes to the bezin? If it comes to one shot or comes one at a time?
Yes, that's for sure. That's right. The first shaila, it would have to be that all shailas come up in one shot. And they would all have to be the same shaila. If he has three animals or three different treifas, each one have some rule, but that's not a shaila. Yeah.
So you say the shaila is to I, the maker, ever have to be what dear maker? There's a shaila on this animal.
Do you have to do that?
Any kind.
That's part of the shaila, yes.
It's not only
treifas. That happens to be similar mineral. If you could have case of bittul b'shishim, or the cheese shaila, when they found the treifas in the animals. 1981, 82, when they found that the milk has treifus shailas. I mentioned to you in the past that the stam cholov, the cholov sachol of Israel, has a treifus shaila in all the animals in America. I mean, they had a great percentage of the animals. And at that time, so all the cholov Israel companies, all the Jewish companies, stopped using the animals that have this nekev in the stomach, which created a treifus issue. So Ha'olam, had at that time, they said, over $1 million worth of cheese made from that milk that didn't have the hechsher for treifus, and they had $1 million worth of their aging cheese that was in process. So the shaila was whether to rely perhaps in meruba on a tzad kula. So it was mamish this shaila. You know, for them, it's a hefsim meruba, have $1 million worth of cheese. For me, it's not hefsim meruba, I could do without cheese, thank you. What? 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 Sell the Chol Yisrael to a guy. Okay? Okay? It could be. You're right.
Would Arvis come into play here? From the Kona to the Mocha?
Arvis is to make sure he does a mitzvah. Arvis. I don't know.
The Mocha is lost.
Arvis is not a word.
Lost,
all right, what happened is that Rabbi Kivega was Mashmir. Rabbi Kivega said that it's not a heter for Kainim, it's only a heter for the Meicher. He should feed the meat to his family. It's funny, he says, for the Sheikhit and his whole Mishpacha. Why is Mishpachas different than everybody else? I guess because he pays for their food. So for his family, it's Efsim Meruba, they could eat it. But to give it to other people, Rabbi Akiva Eiger was Machmir. However, what? With the first part of the Shaila. The Ha'olam business. Rapam told them that they could be Mekel Efsim Meruba. Rabelski went to his house because first he talked to Yivachber. Rabelski argued with him and he said, okay, this is what to rely on Hefsa Meruba. Rabelski's not even without a Hefsa Meruba. That no, Rapam wasn't masking to. But Rapam was masking Hefsa Meruba to be sent for the kid. The issue is Rabbi Kivega's Machmir, and there's some cipher in the Tshuva, there's some cipher in the Tshuva, the Rechaim Simon Samachay. Some Seifer disagrees, and he says that a person could be Meikel, and therefore the Kainim could buy it as well. Although, if you look at the Some Seifer, it sounds like he feels they should tell them. They should tell them anyway, but you should tell them that it's Mutter because it's Efsa Meruba, it's Efsa Meruba for everyone. All the later Paiskim bring that Nispashin Haminig Kasam Sefer. The Das Torah has a Sefer on Treifus, the Mersham, and he has a Hagdama, and I'll explain, he has one exception to this, but he says generally the Halach is to be Megal, and the Sama Rebbe has a Divrei Yoyal, they printed a letter he wrote when they established the Zachtus, rules for Hasherim. And there, it's printed as Tshuva Nunvav in the Divrei Yoyal's Tshuvas. So there he says also the minig is to be Mekel, like some cipher. And the Abi Aimer, Ravadi Yosef, also is also says the minig is to be Mekel, that it's called the Hefsa Meruba for the Sheikhin or the Meicher, it's Hefsa Meruba for everyone. However, this is not going to be popular, in the Das Torah, he makes the following criteria. He says, somebody who's a Zohir in the things he eats, someone who takes al chumris in general, him, you're not allowed to sell it to him, unless you tell him, this is only a bidiyavet, this is a hefsa meruba. But someone who's mekel in other things anyway, he's mekel anyway in, I don't want to say which thing, because it's going to be unpopular. You have to pick something that no one here does. Mark Twain has a short story about a preacher that came to a town and he was going to preach. And the president of the church asked him what he's preaching about. He said, gambling. He says, no, we got a lot of gamblers here. Don't talk about gambling. He said, well, I'll speak about the evils of liquor. He says, no, the head people here, they drink liquor. He says, what should I speak about? So at the end he tells him, speak about witchcraft. We ain't got any of those, speaking against witchcraft. So, so here the Tassira says that if somebody is a Mekel, so then if he's a Mekel, then you can sell to him without telling him. He's Mekel anyway on things. So what's the difference?
Well, it
depends on the circumstance. It's hard to say shtus, but the Rav who's asked the Shaila has to make the decision. So this is his geder. I once had someone who came to me about, he was extending his house, and he had a shayla with a tree, and it wasn't a fruit tree, and he got all kinds of answers, if you're allowed to cut it down. So I remember I told him, listen, I know you. You don't daven with minyan from Shabbos to Shabbos. Davening with minyan from Shabbos to Shabbos is a bigger shmira, and you don't have to worry about cutting down trees, What about davening with minyan? So he says to me, I didn't ask you that. I didn't ask you about me. I asked you about the trees. So the trees, he wants to be machmel l'kola shitas. He doesn't want to cut down the tree and find out there's a udas yachid that holds, But anyway, this is what it says in the Das Torah.
So based on that Das Torah, how can you pass him with how everyone can sell it? Because somebody who's Zohar, I'm Zohar.
Okay, so what should I tell you? Based on Das Torah, you're right. But the minig in this area is like the Das HaMakilin. What's interesting is the Daki Tshuva, he brings a whole slew of tshuvas about a community in which they found that the food they were selling was treif, And the shaila is whether everyone has to kasha their kelim. Now, obviously, if it's really treif, you do have to kasha your kelim. The shaila was by a dover atoli v'machlaikis. If they found that, let's say, the sheikhit wasn't careful in A, B, or C, it's something that's totally in a machlaikis, as mutabev sabaruba, whether everyone in the community has to kasha their kelim. For the whole community, kasha kelim, that's efsa maruba. For one person in his house to kasha kelim, that's not efsa maruba, a big deal.
So each one
to me, what was fascinating is that he brings six or seven tshuvas from different time periods, and it seems that this thing didn't happen, you know, only a month. See, this thing happened times over history. The whole community to kasha kelim? Okay, it's a big.
Each family is individual.
Okay, I hear. I don't know. See, he brings Chalukei Dayas. He brings. Apparently, this happened in Vilna, of all places. He has a Chufan Vishloimai, who holds it to have Samaruba. See, you have to remember, you're talking the United States in the 21st century. I'm talking about Vilna, you know, in the year 1900, the late 1800s. There wasn't money to be had. There wasn't easy to. You know, the place can hold that spending money on the fire to heat up the water is a hefse meruba. Because the water to make a fire was also hefse meruba in some places. So all right. The bottom line is that the issue of hefse meruba has various twists and turns to it. And very hard to say a general rule. But today, where people spend money on all kinds of narishkeit, and it's a little hard to see the reason to be mekel. I mean, you're talking about $1 million, have some room is one thing, but to be mekel in the house for some food, it's a shot to throw out the food, but what?
Shaila
the wedding.
But again, so you're feeding the whole island.
I was at a wedding about. Well, my friends were getting married, and it's 30 years ago, it's hard to believe. It was a wedding, I should say, in which hall, and K.A.J. was giving a heksha there, and there was a big tumult. He counted the chickens when they put them in the oven. And when they took them out, there were more chickens than were put in. And Rav Shuav was alive. He told them to freeze it for tomorrow night's simcha, which was not a K.A.J. Heksha affair. And he told them to cook them all, though. Cook them all, he didn't let them use it. Took about a half of meruba. This was at a wedding, and they were stalling off the chuppah. You know, they were delaying everything. They had to get the new chickens cooked. And what? Kalem, the oven. I don't know what they did. Well, Kalem, they probably used aluminum. The oven. I don't know the whole. I was a boy at this simcha, and the caterer is not in business anymore. I don't know if it had to do with that story or not. But I said shahaya kachaya. Okay. Any other Hesha would have said Hesha Maruba, you know, the KJ is a KJ. Okay, let's, I'd like to move on to Dalit. Dalit is an important rule, and it's a very hard rule. Of all the inyanim of halacha, we say a person needs shimush. The rule here in Ice Dalit is the most difficult to put into clear guidelines. Let's learn. This is the rule of tsirufim or snifim in halacha. He says the following: Kol zeh shekasav shekasvu haynu bistam. This is all talking. You have a nice, neat shaila that comes up, a clear shaila. Avol tinsel lepamim oid sad heter. Sometimes you have a shaila, then it's lechumra, but you have a second sad heter acher min hashas a shekoladasu kiyaitze bzeh. Then a dayan has a right to combine tzirufim. He has to have, I guess, some shimush or some experience. Who could say he's a roi lahachi? But there's an idea of tzirufim. Sometimes you'll find a contradiction to something. It's because the person asking didn't realize that in one case there was a tziruf, and in one case there was no tziruf. So that somebody says, I asked Rabbi, she said, what? Someone says, I asked Rabbi, she said, oh, sir, it depends. If you're asking a specific case, it could be in one case there was a tziruf, in one case. Now, I'd like to give you an example of this, then we'll try to talk about the rules. Rabbi has a tshuva about pouring ketchup on a hot piece of cholent meat. What's the shayla? The cholent meat is a dover gush, even a klisheini, a klishlishi. It's a dover gush. A dover gush means a solid piece which retains its heat longer. A dover gush, what machmir, that a dover gush is mevashel. The ketchup, even though it's pre-cooked, but we say, by a liquid, we say yesh bishel achar bishel. That there's an avera, so push it to put ketchup on a hot piece of cholent meat should be aser because of bishel. So Rav Moshe says that you could be mekel because we make it siruf. Dover gush itself is a machlaikis. The Mechaber, the Ramah, don't bring any such thing as a dover gush. So the Shach brings, the Magen Avraham, they bring a concept of dover gush. It's a machlaikis. Yesh bishel achar bishel by a dover lach. The question of whether there's an iser bishel on a liquid that cooled off. There's also a machlaikis rishayim. So Rav Moshe, this is not a hefse meruba, putting ketchup on a piece of cholent meat. Rav Moshe just holds that this is a chumrah, that's a chumrah. The two chumras together, a person doesn't have to be machmir, the two chumras together. So that's the idea of a tziruf. I've mentioned many times the Beis Meir's kula in Yeridea, which is a subject of machlaikis, but the Beis Meir holds. By Dava Chorif, we have two chumras by a sharp food. One chumra is that a eina ben yaimai is like a ben yaimai. That's one chumra. And another chumra, that by a dover charuf that's cut with a fleishig knife, we consider it really fleishig, not the coolers of a naparnat. So there's no naparnat by a dover charuf, there's no eina ben yaimai. So the Beis Meir says that the trei chumris bahadadi loy mechmarina. If you have a case where it's eina ben yaimai and it's an issue of naparnat, you're not machmir the two chumris both together. It's enough to be machmir one and not the other. These are examples of snifim. A sniff is when you combine that teirah. Okay. Our iodized salt is pre-cooked. The shal is really by rock salt. Well, sea salt is not cooked. They don't boil out the water. Ketchup? Yeah. It's poured. Generally, some of that's poor. To stay. Lechumra, maybe not lechumra. I don't know. Here, lechumra considering a davar lach. Here, lechumra was considering it a davar. Okay.
Does this if conflict?
Maramaki Marilach, the Gersmaisha, I think in Yeridea Gimel, if I'm not mistaken. In Archaim Gimel, if I'm not mistaken.
Does this conflict with what we learned in Sefal? We learned that if someone uses the
rabbi's
shikul
hadas,
then you don't. He can't even be
chosen
what he does.
What's that? Zero to do with this. And he was
saying that shikul
hadas
with
a sniff
could change.
It's the first rabbi you're asking. He says a psak based on.
Before we learned, a
rabbi
can't even
be
chosen
what
he said.
He's not being chosen on anything. He's saying that they're only machmir separately. We're machmir double gush separately, and lachach bishal bishal separate. That one. Now the question is a rule. When do you say tzirufim? So I was in Eretz Yisrael the year I got married, 1980. I went to Eretz Yisrael for Sukkos. And I went to Dayan Weiss, the Mechas Yitzchak, was the Rav of Yerushalayim then. And he sat answering shailas. He had hours during the day. I was sitting in the Sukkah, it was called Chabad Sukkos. And I sat there for Shimush, just to hear him answering shailas. So I don't remember how many hours I sat there, 2 or 3 hours. And people came in with shailas, some people came in to say alachayim, some people came in with wedding invitations, you know, like the way it is when a rav has hours. I tell you, from the whole 2 or 3 hours, there wasn't a single shaila that was a chiddush to me. Most shailas people ask are devarim before Russian. I remember I came with my pen and my pad, and it stayed blank, you know, I didn't write down anything. However, begavra legavra, when it was a quiet moment, I asked the following question. I asked him, when I have a china plate that becomes treif, could I make it siruf? There's a shita 12 months, it becomes mutter. There's a shita 3 hagolas help on a dover charif. And there's a shita that the smooth the china is not beleya. So can I take these three, make it serve every time a person has a shayla with a china plate, put it away for a year, do three agalas, and you save it. So he told me then the following rule. He said you can only make it serif when you have one ikar shita. You have to have one shita which is not a das yachid, which is more than a das yachid, it's an ikar shita, but we don't paskin that way, so then you can make tzerufin. You can't collect three or four or five das yachids and make it like waiting 12 months. Everyone calls it the Chacham Tzvi. Why do they call it the Chacham Tzvi? Because it's just the Chacham Tzvi. I can't say just. The Chacham Tzvi is a giant. But it's called the Chacham Tzvi for a reason. Doing three agolas on a dover chayres, it's called the Balei Teshita. Why is it called the Balei Teshita? Because the Rosh and the Riff and the Rambam and the Rajva and the Ritva and the Rashi and Taisis, nobody mentions such a thing. It's a Balei Teshita. So he's a Rishon. Yeah. He's a Rishon. There were other Rishon. So to take a bunch of Das Yachids and collect them, you can't make Tzerufim. You have to have one which is sort of an Iker Shita, like Dovah Gush. The Bechabed, the Ramah, the Taz, they don't hold of Dovah Gush. So the fact that we're Machmir, because the Shach brings it. So that's not that's an Iker Shita, but still a Machmir, like the Shach. I think the Magen Avraham brings it as well. So here, with a Tziruf, you could be Mekel. That was his rule for Snifim, for Tzerufim. And it has nothing to do with, no, Sfek is a 50-50 thing. Here we're not talking about 50-50. Here we're talking about is a consensus to pass in a certain way. L'chumrin A, L'chumrin B, L'chumrin C. But to come together, then you don't have to be mach. And you should know, people ask me when they learn Yeridaya, so what do you do? People get frustrated. Someone asks me, well, how do we pass by a klisheini? It's a klisheini. L'chaber and the Ramah Amekel. The Taz says to be machmer only by Michael and only by Klicheres, and the Shach says to be machmer. How do we paskin? I told every cliche nishayla, every Yoredeya shayla has snifim, has tzerufim. It's rare that you get asked a shayla in Yoredeya which is just clear cut one nidai. It doesn't usually happen. It could happen, but most shaylas in Yoredeya kitchen shaylas are shaylas with tzerufim, where you have tzerufim to be Michael, tzerufim. Some tzerufim to be machmer, and that happens to be kachi darko yishal yeredeya chashem mishpat for sure. Arachayim is different. Most arachayim shaylis are dry tefillin shaylis or other shaylis. They're clear shaylis, but yeredeya chashem mishpat shaylis by and large, I assume Ebenezer shaylis maybe as well, are less clear. They're cases that have different tzerufim. And that's why they are tshuvas, to combine different cheshbainais in which a person could be mekel. So this is klal dalet here in klolei hayra, the rule of tzirufim and snifim, which is really a very basic rule. Let's move on to hay. Okay, this, even boys learning Mishnah Berurah are often confused by all the yeshaimrims, yesh makilin, yesh machmirin, like every other sif. Says this way, the Yesh Mishachaylik. This way, so Sivhei here is telling us why. Why does the Shulchan Aruch write everything with Yesh Aymrims? So he explains. Now, before we start, we're going to have to deal with four scenarios. Why does Shulchan Aruch says Yesh Chayokim? By Deraisis, why he brings the Yesh Machmirin and why he brings the Yesh Machilin. We have a rule. The Shulchan Aruch says something and he says V'yesh. He's passing at the first Shita. Why does he bring... So one question is, why is he bringing Yesh Makilim by a Deraisa? Not Samecha Makilim. Why is he bringing Yesh Machmirin by a Deraisa? If the Halacha is like the first Shita. By Drabonans, why does he bring Yesh Makilim if he holds L'chumra? And by Drabonans, it's a bigger Shaila. Why is he bringing Yesh Machmirin if he holds like the first Shita? He holds the Kula, why is he bringing Yesh Machmirin? So we have to deal with all four. Let's see how the Shach deals with it. It's a very clear Shach. Very often, the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, or Sharach Reinim, Shemiviyim Mitchila Svara Achas Bistam. First, they bring one Svara, they pass it that way. Vachakach, Yesh Mishamatir, a Yesh Mishaiser, a Yesh Matirin, a Yesh Aisrim, a Yesh Mishachaylek, a Yesh Chalkin. Why do they do that? Midyesh Nirulam Iker, Kisvara Shakasu Bistam. Certainly, the Iker is like the first Shita. Hasvara hacheres hitfela beinayim. The second shita to them is secondary. Alkein tzarchin v'yishav hadas neima hitfela. Therefore, someone who's learning has to be ma'ayin. Why does he pass like the first shita? Ibneshu could cut neged gadol. Sometimes the second shita is a cut against the gadol. I talbid neged a rab, a yachem akim rabim. Haldrachim shamarno, according to Klalei Harav. Now, vimu david rabbanon, yeshus machalat feil lahati bishas atchak. So by a rabbanon, why is he bringing yesh makilin? Because bishas atchak and hefse meruba, yisai machad yesh makilin, that's easy. Ibi tfila machmishi b'nei b'cheskes cut neged gadol. Kivat she'ene bibir cut neged gadol. Loi madrinan uvda im osa lahachmir b'isad rabbanon. So he says, why does it bring a yesh machmirin? Because sometimes when it brings a yesh machmirin, it's a nafkamina if madrina novda. If a rav paskin lachumra, and then it was this barer that the ikar is like the mekilin, like madrina novda, you don't call back the psak. If the rav said, the Mishnah Berurah says lachumra, he looked it up, and says lachula, that's not a mistake. But the rav has a shikala das, he learned the sugya, and he said lachumra, and you look at the paiskim, it's only yesh machmirin. So the Yesh Machmirin is brought because Lai Madrina Novda. I'll explain that a little more in a minute. Imu was in the Daitaira, why is it the Daraisa? Eilo Hairis Kesvara Hatfela, Lai Lahachmir, and Lai Lahakal. I feel Bishas Atchak. Lai Lahachmir is a Chidit. So here it's a Daraisa. We pass like the first Shita. Even if it's the Yesh Machmirin, we don't pass into a Shoyal like the Yesh Machmirin. So why does he bring the Yesh Machmirin? It's a place, Yesh Machmir is a place for a person to be a Mahadar in mitzvahs, to be a Zohar in mitzvahs. A Baal Nefesh is Machmir if it's Yesh Machmir. If it's not a Shulchan Aruch, if he finds the Yesh Machmir in somewhere in a tshuva, he doesn't have to be Machmir. But if he finds a Shulchan Aruch, Yesh Machmir, it's because of a Baal Nefesh should be Machmir. He didn't answer why by Dairaisis he brings the Yesh Makilin. He left it out. He said, let's go through it. A Drabonis. Why does he bring Yesh Makilin? Because of a Shasatchak or Hefsa Meruba? You're alive. Why does he bring Yesh Machmirin? He said, because Lai Madrina Novda. If a Rav already passed it that way, you don't call it back. By Dairaisis, why does he bring Yesh Machmirin? Because Baal Nefesh Yachmir Al Atzmi. Why does he bring Yesh Makilin? So he leaves that out. He doesn't say. However, on the previous page, and some of your photos that don't have the other page, there's a v'chitema on the bottom of the previous page where he answers that question as well. V'chitema on the flip side, those who have it photos that on both sides. Chitema b'kei lo b'kasa b'chaber sharpoz b'kabekoyz afil b'sidei reisa dasi yokin achaylik. Why does he bring yesh chaylikin? Yesh loyma databere shed yislam eskir dira yokin b'en amarubim shem yoyber adam. If somebody says, I have a Kabbalah, in our community, this is the Kabbalah I had a Paskin. We say, oh, must be this community follows the Psak of such and such. Second Afkamina. If it's a Bezdin, it's Roy Lakach, and they hold like the Divrei Yachid. Okay, Achreinim don't argue with Rishainim, but among the Rishonim themselves, Achreinim themselves. So there are two reasons to bring a Yesh Makilin by Daraisa. Someone has such a Messiah, you can follow the Messiah. There are communities that had a Messiah, you know, Reb Eliezer City, they made a knife for a Bris Mila on Shabbos, because that was their Messiah. Now, if it wouldn't be a Das, they can't have such a Shita. It's a Das Yachid, you can have such a Shita. And, what? Waiting to have a Masa B'chalav. So a community has such a Shita, so it's brought in Halacha, so they rely. That's a good question. Why does he bring the Yeshayim? Say the Yeshayim is bought for Tzirufim. You're right. That would also be true. I don't know why he doesn't mention that. You should bring that the Yeshayim is bought for Tzirufim. Maybe that's what he means when he says, if you're a Ledivrei Habezdin, I don't know. Maybe it's included in that. But you're right. Okay, so this is rule hey, the rule of why it brings Yeshayim.
But this is in Lamech, you have to stop. If you can be Nachmachmed, remember we talked about that? And the right days were no, that's not also Nachmachmed.
If things are a clear psak, yeah. But the Yeshayimer brought in Shulchan Aruch is the Yeshayimer. He's saying that's why he brought in Shulchan Aruch. There are some Das Yachids that are not brought in the Paiskim.
No, so he said if you have a psak, that it's Mutur, Yesh Machmir, and Baal Nefesh. Why Yesh Machmir?
That's the difference between a Yesh Machmir that's brought in Halacha Ishmael that's not brought in halacha. If it's not brought in halacha, then there's no Baal Nefesh. That's what he's saying. Baal Nefesh is if it's Yeshayman brought. If you're going to find Deposit Das Yachid in a sefer, that's not going to be enough of a reason.
We said that the
was it on the Yeshayman brought in Shulchan Aruch? Is that true?
No, not saying that. That was said not, but there's a
yeah. Okay, so
you mentioned less of the Miller. Keep on doing that after the halacha was established.
Yeah, I'd like if there's time to get to a Chazon Ish who explains the Gedarim to that in Ches. So let's see Vav. Moving on, Vav, which meant is a Chiddush. It says Imarava Talmid Maskim Ladeya Echad. Now it doesn't mean a Talmid. It means a Talmid is a Gia Lohira. So you have a Rav and a Talmid that are a Gia Lohira. And the maskim ledas echad bainim lehem shnayim b'isav ehetar afilu hu tzarech l'svaras harav. Even if the Talmud is only makel because he agrees with his Rebbe's svara, he still counts. B'shosh ha'balam de harav adin hu seimech al piv. Even if he taught it, it was to learn it from his Rebbe, and that's why he's paskening. So seimech al piv, it continues that way. And that's why Rav Eliezer Sidi, the next generation, presumably his Talmidim, would continue. And again, I want to get to an important Chazon Ish in Eisches that will impact this as well. Zion is a hot topic. Listen to this. The Nisamachlaikis Ramon Shach. The Ramon Chayshim Mishpat Simon Chafei says one way. This Shach is arguing. Fantastic Shaila. Listen to this. Im ein harabim maskimim midas echad elakol echad yesh leitam bifnei atzmai. Okay? You have three dayanim. One says mutter, one says osir for one reason, and one says osir for another reason. So, what do we do? Do we take two psak is two piske isir for totally different reasons, and do we combine them? Ve'maskim el yiradin ein lismech aleim lahatim b'satayret ube'isid rabbanon. Now, first I have to tell you the words ube'isid rabbanon. It seems to me are atos hatfos. Either the two words don't belong there, or the ending of it is missing. I'll tell you why. The Shach in Chayshim Mishpat, Simon Chafei, Siv Beis, the Ramah says the opposite. The Ramah says, we are mitzaref different shittas, even if they're paskening for different reasons. And the Shach there, is Sivkat Yotes, starts with the words, B'yayredeya ha'leisi, in Yeridaya I came to a conclusion that by an Issa Dairaisa we don't combine Shitas to be Megal. That's his Lashon. It's pretty clear there that by an Issa Drabban he's not talking. So here it's strange, even the Lashon, the way it's written, be Issa Dairaisa u be Issa Drabban. It's a little like it's for Koshke be Issa Drabban. Now what's the Shaila here? It's a fascinating question. You have a rav, somebody takes an animal, takes a chicken to a bezdin. So one rav says mutter, the other rav says it's a trefa, the other rav says it's a nevela. What do you do now? Well, you could say, look, is it a nevela? Two against one, it's not a nevela. Is it a trefa? Two against one, it's not a trefa. So it's mutter. Or do you say, well, there are two isrim and there's one matir. So, how do you go to such a shaila? It's very hard to know how to approach the shaila. Yes. It's the same shaila, it's the same needed. So with a chicken, with a psak, it's all the same needed.
Does it make a difference that the
nevela
is
mitzvah? No, because there's no nevela and trefa. I'll tell you, the only place I know that says a shtickel hezber is a tshuva snai de Yehuda tinyana. It's from the son of snai de Yehuda, and he has there a very interesting tshuva. It's Chayshim Mishpat Gimel. He had a shaila, Chayshim Mishpat shaila. Somebody was Ruvein was tevei Hashem. He was tevei him 100 zuz. He said, "You owe me 50 zuz because you caused me a loss." And you owe me a second 50 zuz, because you caused me this loss, I had to build something to prevent it from continuing to happen. So I had to spend money to prevent it from continuing to happen, so you owe me 50 for this and 50 for that. So the Rabban, well, that was part of the Shaila. So the Rabban and Paskin, one said you owe him nothing. The other said you owe him 50 for the loss. And the other one said, well, the 50 for the loss, you don't owe him. but to 50 for the expenses that you do owe him. So it was three opinions. So now they went to the Rebbe Yehuda for a fourth opinion, you understand. They went now, the Bez sent a letter to the Rebbe Yehuda, and they said, don't tell us to re-argue the case, because, you know, they sent the jury back for more deliberation. He said, no one's moving. Everyone is sure that he's right, and all three. So the Rebbe Yehuda has a fascinating analysis of how to deal with it. There's a halacha, he says, that's different in Chesh Mishpat, different in Yeridei. And that's the halacha of Eidus Miuchedes. Eidus Miuchedes means the following. Chesh Mishpat. If one aide comes and says, Ruvein lent Shimon $100 on Sunday. It's only Eid Echad. Ruvein lent Shimon $100 on Sunday. A second aide comes and he says, Ruvein lent Shimon $100 on Monday. Now, they're not contradicting each other. So it could be he lent him on Sunday, I don't know. But on Monday, I know he lent him. The other one says, could be he lent him on Monday, I don't know. But I know on Sunday he lent him. That's called Eidus Miuchedes. You have Eidus on two different reasons he should owe him $100. In Chesha Mishpat, it's Mitztarif. We say we have two Eidim, you owe him $100. In other words, we go by the result.
What was the claim for, 100 or 200?
It could be a claim for 200. But he has an aid on 100 on Sunday, 100 on Monday.
Is that important?
So it might be important, I'm not sure. But the psak is that we say it's mitzdarif. No, it's chayshim mishpat, we pass him based on the result. In Dinei Ebenezer and Yeridaya, we don't say such a thing. Let's say you would have a case where Eid Echad is not Nemun Bisurim, somebody else's things. And Eid Echad says, on Sunday I saw it became treif in this and this manner. And another one says, on Monday, it became treif in this and this manner. That's Eid Echad. We don't say Eidus Miuchedes is Mistarif in Yeridaya and Ebenezer. It's only in Chesh Mishpat that Eidus Miuchedes is Mistarif. So the Rebbe Yehuda wants to say, it's the same thing with two Dayanim who hold a certain way for different reasons. He says, look, the question is, do we go by the result or do we go by the reason? We see from Eidus Miuchedes, you go by the result. So therefore, he says, by Chayshim Mishpat, we go by the result. And if you have Eidus Miuchedes, you should paskin that Eidus Miuchedes is Mistarif. And by Yeridaya and Ebenezer, it's not Mistarif. So even though the Ramah Chayshim Mishpat says Eidus is Mistarif for two different reasons, could be that he'd be same agree with the Shach in Yeridaya and in Ebenezer, that we are mitzdarif, that we are not mitzdarif two different reasons. Only there, by mamin, where we go bust at a result, we mitzdarif two different paiskim, just like two different edim. Mashenkin, it could be in Yeridaya and Ebenezer, he would agree to be mekel. And that's his psak, that a chesh mishpah to do like the Ramah, and in here to do like the Shita. So this is the Shach Levataria. It's a fascinating shaila, very hard to know how to take it apart. One Rav says one reason, another reason. The third Rav says mutter. How do you deal with it? Yeah. Oh, you mean it's Loizu Afsu? Yeah, you're right, it is Loizu Afsu. Okay. Yeah, my only problem is that the Shar Vir says, Bi'eridei ha'leisi, she'en lo'okul b'sadei reisa. That's all. And here he says, "En lo'okul b'sadei reisa, u b'isad ravana." So I don't know which one to change. You know. But yeah, he writes, Bi'eridei ha'leisi, she'en lo'okul b'sadei reisa.
And the Rabbanon says it's very good. And
but there he says only not to make with that. There he says he could be Mekel with the Rabbanon. But he implies he could. What?
The our problem is they didn't say it there.
Right. Yeah, the Lashon is clear. I was saying the Lashon is not. It's just funny. And even Bissed Rabbanah. All right? The words make sense, but I don't know, somehow it's like a dead end. It's as if you say, Ela Bissed Raisa, or Bissed Rabbanah. No. I don't know. You don't have anything different in your Shulchan Aruch? No. Okay.
I don't understand how that can be
mistaken. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's not a toast.
What's the mistake that they owe 100?
What's the mistake? No, if one eight says 100, one eight says 100, then mistake to Mechayev 100.
But if the claim is for 200, I can 100. If the claim is for 100, then there's a why should there be Sarif? One is a Sunday, one is a Monday. It's two different things. So if there's no Eidus.
Moshe is right. If the Teveya says you owe me $100 because you let me on Sunday, and the Teveya himself says you didn't let me, I didn't lend you any other time, then the Monday aid won't count because he's does bad in kamei aid. Maybe given a meagle.
But the money is the same. It's different if somebody says on Monday, Sunday you let me a lawnmower, and Monday you let me your car. Why? Just because that happens to be money that you should put them together.
It'll be the same thing. Let me say to you, if I say, I lent you my lawnmower, which is worth $200. I lent you my, on the Monday, I lent you a car, which is worth $20,000. So they'll be sorry for the $200. Right? They agree that there's a $200 chiyuv. We are mitzarif. Yeah, yeah. We mitzarif edus and mamon to a lower amount. That they, the amount that two edim agree upon. It has nothing to do, but everyone agrees you owe me $200. F two aid him. If everyone agrees, he owes him the money. He's saying he's to bear the goof ha lawnmower. Okay. I hear. If he's to bear the goof ha lawnmower and the goof ha car, so I could hear that it's like two separate entire. Okay.
Does he admit anything?
Whatever he admits is no din Torah. So din Torah is only on what he's not admitting. Well, he's admitting they're not coming to the entire, they're not calling aid. So. Okay, so this is another one of these Klolei Hayra, Sifches. Okay, let's learn Sifches. As we move on, it's a little more complicated. So let's see what we could do here. Now, in every generation, there comes a Basra. The Rambam said, I wrote my Sefer, nobody should have Shilas, you just look in the Rambam. So everything that they were asking till then is clear in the Rambam, but then they have new Shilas. So in our generation, having the same thing, the Mishnah Berurah wrote something, it should be clear. So now we have Shilas that follow the Mishnah Berurah, you know. So now, you know, they're putting out all kinds of Mishnah Berurahs with all kinds of Psakim. They always new Shilas, Kachi Darkei Shalom. So here the issue is the following. This sounds like a shock. We know we pass like Rishayim, not Achrayim. Shach, yeah, shocking shach. The issue here is halacha kevasroi. We have a klal in the Gemara that from the time of Abaye and Rav and on, the halacha is kevasroi. Not that an Amora could argue with a Tana. But that among the Amoraim, we paskin like the Basroi of Abaye and Rava on. So we have a Kabbalah that in the time of Abaye and Rava, there was already a certain respect for the early Amoraim, for Rav and Shmuel and Rav Yechon and Rish Lakish, the early, to the effect that after Abaye and Rava's time, they didn't paskin halachis on their own without pulling out the sheet of Rav and Shmuel and Rav and Abai and Rav Yechon and Rish Lakish and Rav Nachman, whoever was earlier, they pulled out their sheetis and were, the Lashon is, they were mevarer them, malabein, the halacha. So in a way, they were done. They were not just malach, but they took the previous sheetis, but they were done. The Amora could argue. So we have a rule that if the Basroi saw the words of the Kamoi and they were done in them, the key is that they saw it, they had the words of the Kaidman. So then, the halach is like the one who follows. So someone will come and tell you, you know, the Nabi Yehuda is Mekel, but we're Machmer. Or Nabi is Machmer, we're Mekel. Say, how can you argue with Nabi Yehuda? So I'll tell you, yeah, because I saw it, Rabbi Kivager, and some cipher, the Prima Gadim, they all argue. So, you know, there's a certain amount of Likud, and a certain amount of Svara. Well, Nabi Yehuda passed in a certain way because of a certain Kasha. But I found that the Kashas asked in Rishayim already, and they say different Terutzim. So there are ways to work through the Kaidmin and to work it out. So that's what it says here, that Kalbakim Shadimia Rishayim Ksuvan al Sefer, Vemu for Samim, Vaplesim Achreinim Chalkam, Lame Hochin Achar Achreinim. Not like Yena guy wanted to say that this means we could argue with Rishayim, that we could argue with all the Rambam and the Riff and the Rosh, Farish. Right, Rishayim is the Rambam, the Rav, and the Rosh, and we think differently. We could argue. It's not what it means. It means that within the Rishayim, within the Achrayim, somebody who saw the previous works could deal with it. Avol. Now here's, when he breaks new ground. Im nisal apav in tshuva's goyin, v'loi olas achrayne al sefer. You find the tshuva from no disputes ago. You find letters of the Rambam. V'dibsa achayrim chayol ken olav. In tzorach lefzai ka achrayim, she'ef shu lo yadu divrei ha-goyin. V'yavishami hava hadri behu. Amazing kula. It's based on the Gemara. The Gemara says if they had seen this brisa, dilma hava hadri behu. What he's saying is, if you find a ksav of one of the kadmainim whom the paiskim didn't see, you have a right to say that had they seen it, maybe they would have argued with it. And he says on this, what he's saying is this. You have a new ksav of an Adam Gadol. So the first sheet he says is you can just ignore everybody and say, had they seen it, they would have been Simach on it, and I could be Mekel. When we were learning Shin Chav Ches about 15, 20 years ago, so we got up to where the Shulchan Aruch says that any eye disease is Sakonis Nefashis. So I asked doctors, what does it mean? It says that the eye is connected to the heart. What does it mean, the eye is connected to the heart? It doesn't mean people say Kasuma Kameis. It's not true. It means even one eye. He has two eyes, and one eye is in Sakonu, Mechal Shabbos, with Dereisis. So what does it mean? So someone told me that Baron Soloveitchik had a shita in this. An explanation for the heart and the eye being tied together. So I called him. So he said, no, he doesn't have an explanation. But he paskins that for any sakonas aver, you're allowed to be Michal Shabbos with the Dereisa. Shulchan Aruch brings such a shita and doesn't paskin that way. Says for sakonas aver, you can be machbar on a Dereisa with a shinoi, but not on a direct Dereisa. So Rav Aaron Soloveitchik told me there are four G'dayli Rishayim that Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah didn't see. And he enumerated them. One was a Mardechai, and one was a Meiri, and I don't remember the all four. Maybe say for Eshkol. He said there are four G'dayli Rishayim that take him in L'chal Shabbos with the Dereisa for Sakana Sever. And had they seen it, they would have passed him that way. You know, they do bring such a Rishayim, just don't pass him that way. So that's an example of what it says here, really. And the Soloveitchik family is known that when it comes to Sakana in Yanim, they hold they're not being Mekel, they're being Machmir, right? They're Machmir. So it's Machmir like these four sheets. That's his opinion. They have to be an Adam Gadol. You know, today with computers, anybody could dig up some old sheets for most things that they might want. But an Adam Gadol, who's Roy Lachria, that's his Lashon, is allowed to take these types of things and Paskin.
In Lithuania, they didn't see any of the
Sephardic Paskin. They didn't
see any Sephardic
Paskin. Tells they didn't see any Paskin at all. They just looked beyond it. So it's a whole new world. So I want to speak out the Chazanish. Just let me speak it. The Chazanish. There are two versions of the Chazanish. There's the one that the Chazanish wrote, and there's the one that people say. I want to explain. What people say in the name of the Chazanish is the Chazanish said that we can't paskin from old Ksavim. He said there are zillions of old Ksavim, there were many G'dayli Olam that are not known, and halacha can't work that way. That one generation, the halacha is this way, they find more Ksavim, the halacha is that way, they find from more Ksavim, the halacha is third way. You can't paskin from new Svarim, you can't paskin from the Meiri, you can't paskin from all of the new Ksavim, Rabbeinu Avraham and Ahar, not they weren't Gedalim, just that's not the way Halacha works, you can't paskin from new Ksavim. That's the way the Welt says the Chazanish. In Encyclopedia Talmudis, in Volume Tess, under Halacha Tabasroi, they write pretty much that's what the Chazanish says. However, it's not what it says in the Chazanish. And there were Mo'eririm, published Ma'irim that had Tainis. I don't know if the Tzaikinu Talmud has changed their entry, but if you look, the Chazanish is a beautiful letter. It's printed in the Hilchis Klayim, Simen Aleph, Ois Aleph. At the end of Ois Aleph, it says Michtav. A letter is printed. In the earlier prints, it was in Orla, Perek Yud Zayin, Simen Yud Zayin. But in our Chazanish, as I looked upstairs, it's in Simen Aleph of Klayim. And Chazanish there really gives a tremendous overview of how halacha works. And in that context, makes a statement. His statement is not really on Sif Ches, it's really on Sif Beis. And it's a tremendous overview as follows. He says the real din that you go bus arrive is in a bezdin of people that are sitting together and paskin the halacha. When the Torah says that you go bus arrive, it means people sitting around a table and paskin the halacha. Rabbi Eliezer was a das yochid that you're allowed to make a mila knife on Shabbos. Had he ever sat down with all the gedalei adar, he would have been a yochid against the rabbin. It doesn't matter. He never sat with them. In each medina or in each city, they passed him like their paisik. They passed on whoever was right. He writes the derech is that a rebbe has talmidim, and those talmidim become the rabbanim in the same medina. And the derech is that in that medina, let's say Rabbi Eliezer was, that most of his talmidim were paskin like him. So he says, the chol medina medina, they paskin like roiv. Roiv is not roiv of the whole world. Roiv is roiv in that medina or in that ear, in that area. That establishes the rule of a roiv. That's the way it works in general. Which is one of the reasons that when they come with all the letters from Gedalei Eretz Yisrael to argue with Rav Moshe, it doesn't have any effect in New York. In New York, it's Mikubalnu. The Pesachim of Ramesha. So because Gedalei Yerushalayim disagree on something that at least in New York there's a consensus about, it shouldn't change it, because that's what it says. Zot Chazaynish, Chiddush Gadol. He says the whole Yiddish Welt is a city that followed the Rif, the Rambam, the Rosh, the Ramban, the Rajba, the Ritva, the Rashi, and Taisvis, and enumerate the 10 or 12 Rishonim on which the Shulchan Aruch is based. We are all like a city that followed our Rabbanim. Our Rabbanim were these Gedalei Rabbanim. We know there were thousands of Gedalei Olam. There were Ga'inim, and there were Rishayim, and there were Achrayim. We know there were Gedalei Olam. We know there could be that in the Masifta Shalmaila, the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rosh, and the Rajman, they're busy defending themselves against the thousand who argue with them. It could be. But just like a city follows its Rabbanim. Klal Yisrael, the whole Knesset Yisrael, is a city that followed these Gedalei Olam. So if you find Tzavim, it doesn't change the Rav. You can't make a list against a list which includes the Paiskim we follow. You can't make a Rav against these Gedalei Olam. You can't change the Rav. We're like Rav Eliezer's city. We're a city that accepted the Psak of these Gedalei Olam. And that doesn't change. And that's the way it says in the Chazaynish. He has a bit of a tain on a Mishnah Brura. He doesn't bring it, but the Mishnah Brura, in a couple of places, says that Achakach Matzasi, he quotes a certain later Rishayim to say a sheet is enough to rely on. So maybe next week, I didn't quite finish, but we'll touch on it yet. I do want to start also Hilchis Talmud Torah, Yitzhak.